Welcome to the Tech Today podcast. It's your host, John Maietta. So we published this article, Temenos, Where There's Smoke, yesterday, in response to Hindenburg's research report. Hindenburg issued a short report on Temenos. Temenos is a European fintech company. And I did not read the report, but one of the things that I understand was highlighted in the report was Temenos's treatment of capitalizing software development costs. And that's an accounting no-no. So software development costs ought to be expensed on the income statement. That's the proper GAAP accounting treatment. And you would only capitalize that cost if the software in question was going to be used for internal use. But if it's commercialized software that you're selling to the marketplace, you've got to expense those costs on the P&L. So the reason why companies would capitalize outside of the legitimate reason would be to treat those costs not as an expense on the income statement, but as a balance sheet item, thereby increasing profitability. So it's a sneaky trick, and it's not legal. And I know European software companies are a little more lax around accounting treatment, but still. You know, Temenos is filing with the SEC. And my guess is if the SEC looked at it, they would force Temenos to restate financials. And for a company to do this, I mean, let's scroll down, I'll show you the numbers. It's not like they were capitalizing a million or two in expense. So Temenos, I don't have the full P&L here, but when I was looking last night, I think they did $980 million thereabouts. So let's call it $1 billion in revenue. And in the year ended September 30, 2023, Temenos capitalized $78 million of development costs here. And in the prior year, $95 million. Those are huge numbers. Right, so if you add those back, if you add those to the P&L as expenses, that's going to impair profitability in a material way. So I definitely believe the SEC would force these guys to restate financials if they took a look at this. You can't tell me that you have a run rate of $80 to $100 million in annual expense around software that's for internal use. That's a bunch of nonsense. And who knows what else the SEC may find. Now, that's just speculation on my part. I do know something about the capitalized issue, but if you wanted to speculate, you know, for a management team to knowingly do this, you know, you're going to ask yourself, what else are they playing with in the financials? You know, where are the SEC? I'd want them to walk me through full treatment from the revenue line all the way down. And I'd want to see all their controls, so on and so forth. But the capitalized issue, and just so, you know, if I was in my old role as an equity research analyst, I wouldn't touch this company. It just screams red flags, problem child. And I didn't even look at Temenos back in the day when I was covering fintech, when I rolled that out back in 2010. And I looked at all of them. At my old bank, I founded the fintech practice, so I looked at all of them. And Temenos just had a reputation as sort of a sleepy fintech company, so I didn't even dig on that one because I knew I wasn't going to pick it up. But if I had done a little bit of due diligence and came across this, I would have stopped right there. Similarly, from an M&A perspective, if you saw a publicly traded company that you were interested in acquiring, and you saw this capitalized issue, you wouldn't pursue the deal at all. You wouldn't even begin to carry out due diligence because a restatement would be required. A financial restatement would hit the stock. The company then would not want to sell once their stock's depressed. And as a private company, it would depend. It would depend how much are they capitalizing, how much work would it be to get them to restate financials before you acquired it. You know, did the company know they were doing it intentionally to goose profitability? Would you really want to acquire a management team that was doing such a thing? You know, so there's a whole slew of questions. So there's a lot of drama around it. And therefore, I wouldn't want to own the stock, and I probably would not want to acquire the company. And it would make sense for the SEC to dig into this and to force Temenos to correct it and force a restatement. That's all for now. See you next time.